I'm very happy that we can spend time together worshiping in song and in word. And that's right, sitting or standing under the authority of God's revealed word is an act of worship.
我很高兴我们今天能一同在诗歌与神的话语中敬拜。的确，无论坐着还是站着，只要在神所启示的话语权柄之下，就是一种敬拜。
We'll be spending time in Psalm 1 today, which is a very important chapter. It's considered to be not only an introduction to the Psalms, but in some ways foundational to the entire book of Psalms. Let's read these verses together, Psalm 1, 1 through 6, and then we'll pray.
今天我们要一同思想诗篇的第一篇，这是一章极为重要的经文。
First in English. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
好，我们再一起来读一遍诗篇的这一章一到六节。好，开始。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。 按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此，那时候恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
I normally use the New Living Translation, NLT, for preparation when I speak here. This time I prefer the ESV, the English Standard Version, which is more of a word-for-word translation. I want to pay attention to two words in this text, blessed and righteous.
我平时在预备讲道的时候，更多的是用的是新译本，但这次我选择用英文的标准本。
These two words, blessed and righteous, appear in the ESV. While the word bless does not include the idea of receiving joy, it seems to better convey the idea of receiving as from God rather than just the effect.
这两个词有福与义人出现在英文的标准版中，但是在新译本中却没有出现。许多人误解有福，以为只拥有更多的财富或者健康。虽然有福一词确实包含喜乐的意思，但更准确地说，它强调从神而来的赐福本身，而不仅仅是结果。
I want to go back to four. Okay. I skipped a verse here, or I skipped a point. These two words, blessed and righteous, are often misunderstood. Okay? By some, they think of blessed as having more money or good health.
对，这刚才我也说，这两个词，有福和义人经常被误解。有福大家都以为是指拥有更多的财富或者健康。
Okay, so, the biblical definition of a righteous person, as we talk about righteousness, involves a relational standing with God and a transformed life that results from that standing. It is not something a person achieves on their own through perfect behavior, but rather again, it's a gift received from God by trusting in God.
圣经所定义的义人，指与神有正确关系的人，并因这关系而活出改变的生命。这并非人凭自己完美行为所能的成就，而是因信靠神而领受的礼物。
In the New Testament, to be righteous means the believer is now in right standing, not based on performance, but on the finished work of Christ. Now having the relationship restored, they walk in that life following His teachings.
在新约中，称义意味着信徒因基督与成就的救赎而与神和好的关系，这并非根据人的表现，而是出于基督已完成的救恩。 既然这关系已被恢复，信徒便在新生命中行走，遵循他的教导。
Even though the psalmist didn't know at that time how complete righteousness came about, they desired to have the right relationship with God and Savior. This is why many of the psalms show a human response to God.
虽然诗人当时并不明白完全的意义是如何成就的， 但他们渴望与他们的神和救主建立正确的关系，这也是许多诗篇表现出人对神回应的原因。
As you know, the Psalms are a collection of prayers, songs, poems that teach us how to communicate with God. They show how to express a full range of emotions to Him, from joy and praise to sorrow and fear.
诗篇是一部祷告诗歌与诗词的合集，教导我们如何与神沟通。它展示人向神表达各种情感的方式，从喜乐与赞美到忧伤与惧怕。
Many of the songs are about trusting God during times of trouble and celebrating His deliverance. That's especially true of the Psalms that contain prophecies about the coming Messiah.
许多诗篇谈到在患难中信靠神，并称颂他的拯救，尤其是那些包含以赛亚预言的诗篇，更显明这一点。
Just like the wonderful music we listen to, the book is a hymn book of both individual and corporate worship, exalting God for who He is, what He has done, and what He will continue to do in our lives and those that come after us. That gives us a good reason to spend more time in Psalms.
正像我们刚才所唱的优美的诗歌一样，诗篇既是个人敬拜的诗歌集，也是群体敬拜的赞美诗，颂扬神的本性，他所成就的事以及他将在我们和后代生命中继续成就的作为，这使我更有理由多花时间来研读诗篇。
Speaking to the back row, I also feel that if these psalms are under your belt when you're relatively young, they will prove to be very helpful when you start going through so many sorts of experiences that come through your years
ahead. 我也深信，若是在年轻的时候熟悉这些诗篇，将来在未来经历各种人生的境遇时，将会成为极大的帮助。
Okay, back to Psalm 1, which is considered a poetic chapter of wisdom in the books of Psalm. This chapter, being a wisdom chapter, uses specific methods of contrasting positions and values.
好的，我们回到诗篇的第一篇，十章被认为是诗篇中的智慧诗篇，以诗意的方式，通过对比不同的立场与价值来传达真理。
So for me to be speaking about Psalm 1, I don't want to take away any of the effectiveness of its use of this device of contrasting. I would also like to keep this simple and leave the poetic touch up to the author, for which we really don't know who that was. But let us look at three sections of the Psalm by pointing out
因此，当我们讲解诗篇的第一篇时，我必想 我不想削弱他对比舍法的力量，我会尽量保持简明，把诗意留给原作者，虽然我们并不知道作者是谁。让我以三个部分来说明。
In the first two verses, there are two contrasting ways.
第一，有两条对比的道路。
In verses 3 and 4, there are two contrasting fruits.
从第三到第四节讲的是有两种对比的果子。
And in verses 5 and 6, there are two contrasting ends.
五到六节讲的是有两个对比的结局。
So let's begin by seeing there are two contrasting ways in these first two verses.
让我们首先来看诗篇一章一到二节所描绘的两条对比之路。
Some say that the first two verses of this psalm are a description of the righteous and the wicked. However, often in the Bible's wisdom literature, you're either following wisdom, or you're not. You're following folly.
有人认为诗篇的前两节描述了义人和恶人，然而在圣经的智慧文学中，你要么追随智慧，要么行在愚昧之中。
This is like saying either you have a right relationship with the Lord or your relationship is among the wicked. So looking at verse 1, the righteous and those and thus those blessed are described. First of all, but what they don't do. There's a downward progression described here. First the person walks, then he stands, and finally he sits.
在第一节中，义人，也就是有福的人，首先被描述为他们不做的事。这里呈现出一个渐进式的堕落的过程，先是行，然后站，最后坐。
These positions describe where a person with a right relationship, position with God doesn't want to be because of what his heart delights in most.
这些动作象征着一个与神关系正确的人所不愿停留的地方，因为他的心喜爱的是属神的事。
So let's look at the practical reason for this avoidance. Is first of all, if you walk in step with the wicked, picking up their counsel, their advice, their worldview, their way of looking at things, and you do this long enough, then you stand in their ways.
事实上，一个人若与恶人同行，接受他们的计谋、观点、世界观，并长期如此，他最终就会站在罪人的道路上。
To stand in someone's way in the Hebrew means you do what they do. You take up their lifestyle. In this case, you're indistinguishable from the world. Remember, we're to be in the world, but not of the world. John 15:19 adds a little to that.
在希伯来语中，站在某人的道路上意味着效法他们的行为，采纳他们的生活方式。如此一来，以便与世人无异。要记得，主说我们在世上却不属世界。这个是来自于约翰福音的15:19。
John 15:19. Why are we not of the world? If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
约翰福音15:19说，你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
Interesting, this word way, is the same that was used to describe the followers of Jesus before they were called Christians. They were called the way because they followed in the way of Jesus.
道路一词在新约中也被用来形容耶稣的门徒，在他们被称为基督徒之前，人称他们为这道的人，因为他们行在主的道路上。
For many, not all, in Old Testament times and today, that choose to stand in the way of sinners, it can mean they can find themselves sitting in the company of mockers or scoffers. At this point, they look down their self-righteous noses at those stupid, negative, right-wing, bigoted Christians.
对于许多旧约时代或今天的人来说，若他们选择站在罪人的道路上，便可能进一步坐在亵慢人的座位上。那到时候，他们便以自义的眼光轻视那些在他们看来愚昧守旧的基督徒。
Not to make this political, but it can take the shape of politics, for example, considered above everything else. In the last election, I won't mention names, one presidential candidate was given a speech when someone in the crowd shouted out, "Praise the Lord!"
这有时表现在政治领域，把一切政治置于一切之上。上一届总统选举期间，有候选人在发表演讲时，听众里面有人高喊，赞美主。
That candidate quickly responded, "You're obviously in the wrong place. You need to go to the other party for that."
那位候选人立刻回应说，你显然走错了地方，这样的言论应该去另一个党派说。
With social media running wild, even as believers, we have to check ourselves and our hearts that we're not too closely tied to the counsel of faithless people, that are deniers and even mockers of God. This is not who we are or where we belong. We are in the world, but again, not of the world.
在社交媒体泛滥的今天，即使是信徒也当省察自己的心，免得与不信神、亵慢神的人的计谋过于相连。这不是我们的身份，也不是我们所属之处。我们在世，却不属世。
So again, what is this contrasting way that we see in verse 2? It's the way of the righteous that delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night.
那么在第二节中所呈现的对比之路是什么呢？乃是义人的道路，他们喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想他的律法。
First of all, we should understand that the use of the word law here is the law of the Lord and a reference to the word and instructions of God. It's not just that legal code that's found in the Bible.
首先我们应该明白这里的律法指的是耶和华的律法，也就是神的话语和教导，而不仅仅是圣经中法律条文的总称。
So it's really to walk in the right relationship with God and have our perspective, our lives shaped by his instructions and purpose for our lives. This is also not what we commonly think of an Eastern meditation where someone sits in silence and clears their mind of everything.
这意味着与神保持正确的关系，并让生命被他的教导与旨意所塑造。这与东方静坐冥想、清空思想的做法不同。
This is what is emphasized in Joshua 1:8. When Joshua takes over from Moses, and the first thing God says to him,
正如约书亚记一章八节所说的，当约书亚接替摩西时，神对他说的第一句话是。
So God said, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success."
好，那我们一起读一下这个约书亚记一章八节。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
This is God saying to Joshua, whichever way you turn, going into the promised land, keep me and my ways on your mind. This means even when you may be in the midst of a battle with the enemies of God in that land, keep me on your mind.
神对约书亚说，无论你往哪一方向进入应许之地，都要纪念我和我的道。这意味着，即便在与神的敌人征战之间，也要将神的话放在心中。
So I think to many the question comes up at this point, are the righteous in the Old Testament and the Psalms under the old covenant the same as those who are righteous by grace alone, through faith alone, under the new covenant? I firmly believe, yes, they are.
那么问题来了，旧约与诗篇中在旧约之下的义人，是否与新约中因恩典凭信心称义的人相同？我深信答案是肯定的。
We new covenant believers belonging to Christ share with them their delight in God, their desire to see the face of God, their turning to God to be saved from both troubles and judgment.
我们这些属基督的新约信徒与他们同样喜悦神，渴望见他的面，并转向神求脱离患难与审判。
Now for sure the old covenant believers, they did not know as clearly as we do the total picture and time of the Messiah making the final sacrifice for them. In some ways, this meant that they had a stronger faith, perhaps, in the unseen.
旧约的信徒不像我们如此清楚地知道弥赛亚为他们献上终极祭的全貌与时间。从某种意义上讲，他们在未见之事上的信心更为坚强。
It's under the new covenant we enjoy a deeper assurance and riches of a completely cleansed conscience that is a blessing known only anticipation and shadow under the old covenant. That's pointed out in Hebrews 8, 5 through 6, speaking of the Old Testament priest.
在新约之下，我们得享更深的确据与完全洁净良心的丰富祝福。这种福气在旧约中只是预表与影像，正如希伯来书八章五到六节论到旧约祭司时所指出的。
Hebrews 8, 5 through 6. They serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises.
好，我们一起来读一下希伯来书八章五到六节。他们供奉的是本是天上事的形象和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约也是凭更美之应许立的。
We also realize as we're under the whole counsel of God, and his word, the truly righteous person knows that his or her sinfulness and a need for the repentance of that.
我们也明白在神全备的话语之下，真正的义人必认知自己的罪性，并知晓悔改的需要。
As one theologian put it, it is the righteous who confessed their unrighteousness before God. Only the godless man refuses to do this because he regards himself as righteous.
正如一位神学家所说的，唯有义人才在神面前承认自己的不义，而唯有不敬虔之人拒绝这样做，因为他们自以为义。
As a believer, where we find ourselves having most delight in being and thinking tells us something about our spiritual health. It's a wonderful thing to delight in God's way and desiring them to be our ways.
作为信徒，我们心中最喜悦的思想与所在之处正反映我们属灵的状况，能喜悦神的道路并渴望他的道路成为我们的道路，乃是极美的事。
It's also to be a joy being in the presence of God and his people that are gathered for prayer and worship. Do I hear an amen?
Amen. 与神的子民一同聚集，在他面前祷告敬拜，也是莫大的喜乐。
The blessed person, the happy man or woman, is having his heart and mind shaped by the words of God. Just as it says in
Psalm 119:35.
Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it.
我们一起读一下诗篇的119章35节。
So secondly, let's consider that there are two contrasting fruits seen in verses 3 and 4, coming from two contrasting ways we have seen in verses 1 and 2.
其次，让我们思想诗篇第一章3到4节所呈现的两种对比的果子。
In verse 3, we can see the evidence that a person does delight in a right relationship with God because it shows up as good fruit in their lives. It would be a mistake to begin with a consideration of their lives of right living.
在第三节中，我们看见一个人与神有正确关系的证据。
I use the word evidence instead of deeds or performance because once again, we want to see where this fruit is coming from, not who exhibits it. Their life is the fruit, not the root, or their existence of their existence as believers in the covenant God.
我使用证据这一词，并非行为或表现，因为我们要关注的是这果子的源头，而非谁在外显显示它们。他们的生命是果子，不是根基。他们的根在于立约的神。This
is where the psalmist's poetry can become helpful, as he uses beautiful images to picture what the righteous person's life looks like. He is picturing a tree in a hot and dry country. But it's planted by a stream, and its roots go deep and draw life-giving water from the stream so that it flourishes like a tree in an oasis.
在此，诗人的诗意描写显得极为有意。他以优美的图像刻画一人的生命。他描绘了一棵树，在炎热干旱的土地上，却栽于溪水旁，其根深深扎入，吸取那是生命的活水。
It's only because being close to that living water does it produce fruit, as with the tree next to a stream. The prosperity in all of this is not the amount of fruit in a person's life, but rather how the love of God grows more and more by being close to Him.
正因靠近那活水，这树才能结果子，如同栽在溪水旁的树一样。
Another thing we need to be reminded of is this tree is it does not exist for its own sake. It exists to produce fruit. This is what makes the tree a blessing. The psalmist is pointing to the ideal that we do not simply take in God's word for ourselves. We take in God's word so that our lives are a blessing to others.
此外，这棵树存在的目的并非为自己，而是为结出果子。这正是它成为祝福的原因。诗人提醒我们，领受神的话语并非仅为自己，而是使我们的生命成为他人的祝福。So
what God bestows on His people is not to hold on with a tight fist. The righteous are blessed to be a blessing to others. Our fruit that is seen in the New Testament in Galatians 5:22-23 is all pointed toward others.
神赐给他子民的恩典，不是要我们紧握不放。一人蒙福，是为成为别人的祝福。正如加拉太书5:22-23节所说的，那圣灵的果子，指的是他人，皆指向他人。
Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
虽然这个屏幕上还没有打出这个经文，但是我想弟兄姊妹应该很熟悉了。就是加拉太书的5:22-23所说的圣灵的果子啊，如果知道的话，我们一起来背一下。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
We also see another important fact to remember in this verse 3. That is, the fruit has a season. Some get discouraged when they begin to walk as a righteous person, and fruit is not immediately evident. They need to keep learning about God and His goodness and wait until He brings forth fruit in the right season.
第三节还启示我们一个重要的真理，果子有其季节。有些人在开始行义的道路上，因果子未立刻显现而显得灰心。其实当他们继续认识神的美善，耐心等候，直到神按时使果子成熟。
What is the contrast of fruit or lacking of coming in the life that does not have a right relationship with God, who we can identify as unrighteous? In verse 4, this idea of fruit is one's life does not show up in those that don't delight in the Lord and have no desire to know Him or grow closer to Him.
那么与此相对的是那些与神无正确关系之人的生命，即不义之人的结局。第四节表明，在不喜爱耶和华、无心亲近他的人生命中，并无属灵果子可见。
Their life is like chaff from a wheat plant where there is no nutritional value it is to cause that person to grow or prosper in God's terms. Now believe me, I've seen a lot of chaff in my lifetime. As some of you may know, I used to be a wheat breeder.
他们的生命就像小麦的糠饼，毫无属灵的养分，不能使人按神的标准成长或兴盛。相信我，我一生之中见过许多的康比，你们中有些人可能知道，我早年曾从事小麦育种工作。
So as you're developing new varieties of wheat, you have to get out in the field to see how those new varieties are performing. What you look for is what is going into the grain bin of the wheat combine, not the chaff that's coming out the back. In many cases, farmers actually would burn that chaff because it's worthless.
当你培育新的小麦品种时，必须亲自到田间观察它们的生长状况与产量。真正值得注意的是收割机舱里所说的麦粒，而不是后面喷出的糠饼。事实上，许多麦农在收割田地之后都会焚烧，以清除残余的糠饼。
So in God's way of explaining this, everything that is true about the righteous man, stable as a tree, continual life and nourishment, fruitful, prosperous, is
我们不能够宽容自己，我们要努力离开懒惰，不冷不热的光景，不再停留在理智上认为有耶稣基督，他会赐给我一张天堂的门票，不要只停留在这里边。神的心意是让我们凡事长进，让我们得着丰盛的生命。所以第三点，丰盛的生命能够有丰盛生命的原因，就是操练的方式是在服事当中操练生命。前两点都是我们向内扎根的。那我们常常会说，我已经圣经很熟了，我祷告也很好，我向上，我内在生命很好了。神的心意不是单单让我们有一个平安喜乐的生命，神乃是借着我们这个平安丰盛的生命，使更多的人得到祝福。就如我们说，一人信主全家蒙福，当然不会说你一个人信主全家都能得救，乃是因着你生命的改变，你丰盛生命的彰显，耶稣基督在你生命里边的掌权，让家人体会到你生命彰显了耶稣基督的美善。 你有爱，你有恩慈，你有怜悯，你有谦让，你有舍己。所以这是神让我们有丰盛生命彰显的一个原因。所以我们要向外彰显，是要成为别人的祝福，要效法耶稣基督。效法耶稣基督最很好的一个榜样，就是耶稣基督为门徒洗脚。所以耶稣说，我为你们做榜样，你们看我怎样做，你也怎样做。所以有的时候我特别感恩，今天我们来到教会，有几个人就说为什么你相信耶稣基督就会是你们的神，我在相信的神他也能帮我解决很多问题。耶稣基督在教导门徒的时候，他不是单单一番讲论，他讲完之后他亲自来实行，来为门徒做榜样。所以他说，你们要像我一样彼此洗脚。这个彼此洗脚有实质含义，就是先生要不要给太太洗个脚，太太要不要给先生洗个脚，还有一个就是你能不能谦卑下来，谦卑下来真的舍己，舍弃自己当得的权利，然后来服侍对方。所以耶稣说，让我们在这样的呼召当中，这样的命令当中，让我们去做，去行。耶稣说，若去行就有福了。所以他给了我们这样的命令，不是说我们知道他这个命令就有福了。耶稣说，你要去行就有福了。所以我们要效法耶稣基督。第三点就是，我们要在我们彼此的服侍当中，在群体当中，让我们能够见证他的美善，彰显丰盛的生命。同时我们也要在群体当中活出爱，用爱心彼此来包容、接纳和建立。这个其实我们挺难的。最难在哪儿？在教会里边。在教会里边其实挺难的。我们可能对不是教会里的人，我们很容易表达自己的爱，或者是不在家里边，我们很容易表达自己的爱，因为那个和我们有最深的直接的利益关系。但是神说，在你的周围，在你的家庭当中，在你的同事工作当中，在你的社区当中，在你的邻舍当中，来见证丰盛的生命。所以神呼召我们做管家，做精兵，做农夫。所以在工作当中，在各样的侍奉当中，我们要彼此包容，彼此接纳，建立他人的生命。教会是罪人的一个团体，罪人都是有问题的，但是神却让我们在这样这个有问题的一个环境当中，让我们能够像他一样包容、接纳。根本目的不是为了忍耐，而是为了建立对方的生命。我再说一下，当我们在教会当中做各样服事，因着耶稣基督的爱来爱别人、包容别人的时候，我们一定要出于一个点，不是单单好算了，我因为耶稣基督我忍了你，这是一个被动的。而耶稣说，你们要建立彼此的生命，这是需要主动的，不是我今天忍了你就算了，而是说在彼此的磨合当中互相建立生命，长成耶稣基督长成的身量。所以这是神让我们在教会当中，让我们能够彼此建立生命的。所以耶稣说，我们不但要因信称义，他的心意不是要因单单因信称义，而也要因信得生，并且得着丰盛的生命。所以让我们在各方面都有长进。唐崇荣牧师说，我们的生命丰盛到什么地步，就看别人从我们身上领受了多少。所以我们无论是在家里边，我再说在家里边，因为在家里边是我们最放肆的地方。所以有的时候我从来不敢跟别人发火，或者是为了我自己形象，从来不跟别人发火，我敢跟我太太发火。 为什么？因为知道发了火没有直接利益的损失，对吧？我跟别人发火，别人可能会，万一老板炒了我呢，同事不理我呢，给我使坏呢，跟他知道不能，他是个善良的人，所以知道了，但是这不是我们应该有的生命样式。所以操练生命从在家里边开始，操练生命从你最亲近的人开始，操练生命在你的工作，在你的邻舍周围开始。同时耶稣基督还告诉我们一个真理，他这个真理说的是什么呢？施比受更有福。所以当我们愿意奉献我们的时间，愿意奉献我们的精力，愿意奉献我们的资产，愿意奉献我们金钱的时候，你会得到一个极深的满足，极大的满足。施比受更有福。所以让我们能够真的去扶助那些软弱的，饶恕那些不能饶恕的，也给予那些在软弱灰心当中给予他们鼓励。当我们付出的时候，当我们给予的时候，我们会发现我们没有变得更贫穷。有没有人说我奉献完之后把家奉献穷了的？有没有经历过一个？没有一个。昨天在坡台楼讲到，然后那个有个姊妹说跟他太太说，跟他先生说我要买房子，先生说不可以买。他说你要不买我就把十万块钱全奉献给教会。他说你奉献给教会你就变成穷光蛋了。会不会奉献给教会会变成穷光蛋吗？所以当我们真的奉献我们自己所有的时候，我们会发现我们的生命更富足更丰盛。丰盛生命真实的含义就是最开始冠强他们带的诗歌读的那段经文，也我最开始所读的那段经文，就是舍己。舍己，丰盛生命的核心是舍己。当你真的愿意舍己的时候，你会发现神会把他自己的生命能够在你里边充分的彰显出来。所以耶稣说，若不舍己，不配做我的门徒。若不舍己，你就不能够跟随我。所以丰盛生命的彰显的核心一定是舍己。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们所看重的是什么？耶稣说，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心就在那里。当我们不停地问美国这个社会现在怎么了的时候，当我们不停在问人的世界观怎么会是这样的时候，当我们看到全世界都堕落到这样光景的时候，我们有没有问神你在做什么？耶和华神说，我为自己留下7000人是未曾向巴利屈膝的，正是这些愚民的缘故，神把那早该降下的审判得以延缓，让我们这些罪人能够有机会悔改，回到他的面前，成为他的儿女，得到他的生命，并且经历他丰盛生命在我们里面的彰显。你愿意在这个时代做那些愚民吗？那就效法耶稣基督，彰显他丰盛的生命。我们属天的生命是借着耶稣基督而来的，是他赐予给我们的，是我们和神之间极重要的关系。如果没有这个生命，我们就没有关系。当世界看到教会当中有一群拥有丰盛生命的人，有盼望，有爱，有喜乐，他们就能借着我们这样丰盛生命的彰显而来到赐生命的耶稣基督面前。 我们得着丰盛的生命是在客观上已经拥有了，因为耶稣说我来让你们得生命并且得的更丰盛，这是耶稣基督的应许，而且已经实现了，所以在客观上我们已经拥有了。那愿我们在主观上有稳固的确据，因为主已经得胜。当我们愿意在他话语中寻求他的心意，在生活中付出代价来顺服主，在服事中操练让属天的生命成长的时候，主耶稣一定会帮助我们，因为我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们来祷告。荣耀的圣天父，为我们舍命流血的恩主耶稣基督，在这世上引导我们的圣灵保惠师三位一体的真神，我们感谢你。谢谢主，你借着你自己救赎的大功，舍弃独生儿子耶稣基督的生命，赐给我们有新的生命，并且让我们因着圣灵在我们里面的动工，能够在现今的时代当中活出丰盛的生命来。主啊，让我们能够改变我们的人生观、价值观和世界观，让我们愿意舍己来跟随你，让我们把耶稣基督丰盛的生命借着操练彰显在世人面前，让我们把主你自己的荣耀带到我们周围的环境当中，使更多的人因着我们得以知道真有神在我们中间。主，我们感谢你，赞美你，愿主你赐福你自己的话语，引导我们能够行走在这义路之上。感谢赞美主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。